You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Billy G's Carolina Barbecue serves you at Founders Park, and they serve us here, providing the national anthem at noon every day. On Inside the Gamecocks, the show, Billy G's CarolinaBarbecue.com to order catering, CarolinaBarbecueSauce.com. If you suck as a cook or a chef and you need to literally fix everything, you like, do your vegetables, are they too tough? They don't have any flavor. You bought the stuff that's been frozen, then it's in the store, and then you cook it up, you put too much oil in it, now it's too oily, and what are you going to do? Well, you just sprinkle the secret spice, bam. Oh, man, this is great. Yeah. And Mr. Bill doesn't care. Take all the credit in the world. It's not his fault that you suck as a chef. That's what he's there for, and they'll deliver that stuff right to your doorstep. And then, of course, now, if you're going to do ribs, or you do maybe some chicken. Yeah, the sweet heat. That's what you want to do. And then you got the Carolina Gold to make your barbecue at home. And if you can't do any of that, or maybe you don't want to do any of that, and you're going to be in the vicinity of Founders Park, you'll find them deep down the right field line, but in foul territory. And then they'll be back behind home plate as well. And if you're headed to any of the three ball games or all three of the ball games this weekend, we hope that you will eat there, try the Big Tex or the Big Porker or pretty much everything on the menu. The smoked mac and cheese is special. Billy G's Carolina Barbecue presenting our national anthem here on ITG.
All right, let me explain the difference between criticism and bashing and facts and emotions and your feelings and your facts. First of all, F your feelings, okay? Anything based on your feelings are your responsibility to control. And that it's soft not to control them. That's number one. Okay. So let's just get that out in the open. It's one thing to say, like, look, Will Tippett's struggling at the plate. Will Tippett needs to get better. Will Tippett, this, that, and the other. Those are facts. Nobody's disputing that. It's a sports talk show. If you put it on Twitter, that's fine. Saying he sucks, saying he needs to be bent, saying, oh my God, here he comes, predicting doom and gloom every time he gets to the plate. That's negativity. And here's what's soft about that, John Edward, is that you don't have the self-control. You're not man enough to control your emotions to where you want to attack a kid that's not on scholarship, that's trying his best, because you think your opinion matters that much in a public forum. It's not about being criticized. It's not about sitting there with your buddies going, man, he sucks. That's one thing. But you put it out there in public to embarrass. The only purpose that serves is to embarrass an 18-year-old kid that pays to play for your freaking team that that you profess love. I mean, that's soft. You want to know what soft is? That's soft. Okay? Because you're not man enough to sit there and control yourself. You know, you're not realistic enough about who you are in this world to understand that you're doing damage by putting it out there in public, even though you are, as everybody's pointed out, a complete nobody. So you want to get into the societal debate with me? I'll win it every time. That's soft. We're not talking about going woke here. We're not talking about not hurting anybody's feelings. We're talking about the reality of the situation with this young man and the fact that adults, people that claim to be adults, claim to be men, like you are, because you know the soft thing, everybody's so soft, can't control their emotions and want to sit there and put damaging information out about him because of your sports team. That sucks. I've seen you defend Duke basketball players in here. My God. You know, and you're going to sit here and say that it's your entitled right to sit there and bash Will Tippett on Twitter? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Get out of my – don't listen to our show anymore if you're going to continue to do that. I mean, I know you're a good listener and all that. Don't do it. Cancel everything with me if that's going to be – because that's soft. That's sickening. That's sociopathic behavior. All right, and I don't stand for that. It's one thing to be a fan, it's one thing to be critical, it's one thing to sit here and talk about it amongst us, even in the chat box. Hey, you know, this guy's really struggling, he's not that good, whatever. I don't know why he's playing, question the coach, whatever. But to sit there and think that it's your right to put something like that out on Twitter about an 18-year-old kid that's paying to play for your team, that sucks. That's soft, because that means you just can't control yourself. It's scary, quite frankly. I think you need help.
I don't think I need to say anything.
Oh, yeah, that was a good silence there. It was like, you're just going to let that marinate for just a bit.
I don't, that was pretty good, JC. Not too bad. I think we recorded the program, don't we?
I'm in a good mood today, man. I mean, by the way, I know I've kind of been grumpy a couple of episodes the last few days. I'm in a great mood today. I'm going to my first ball game since I'm going to Founders Park for the first time since 2015, when me and Widow went to see him play Penn State on a cold night. I sat in the press box. So I'm in the stands at Founders for the first time in a while. I get to go to the spring game tomorrow, get to catch up with my boy Jan and at the tailgate tomorrow and see his beer tree. I'm going to the Bourbon Bash tonight. I'm happy. I'm fine. But you're not going to sit here and, like, bash poor Will Tippett or any of these guys. It's not really okay for scholarship players either, but football and basketball players get it and all that. You know, and a lot of them are making NIL money. So I don't like it because they're still college kids, but I get it. But you get to sit there and it's not facts that you're not putting – you know, you said, well, this is facts. It's not facts when you put it on Twitter like that. You're putting a public record out that's disparaging someone for no reason just because you think – it's your right. And then we do have freedom of speech, and that's fine, but that doesn't mean you're in the right to do it. And it has nothing to do with manliness or being soft. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's pretty soft and weak to pick on an 18-year-old kid on Twitter and believe that it's your right to do so.
I don't disagree with any of that. I think that was perfectly well said. I have always found that it is it's embarrassing that people attack people on social media, and a lot of those people will walk by these folks in public and never have the guts to say something to their face. And in addition to that, not just the kids, but their families. Like, I could only imagine as a dad, if my kids are playing college athletics and there's some twerp on social media going off on one of my kids that knows nothing about them, knows nothing about their story, how hard they work every day, what they've put into their entire lives to get to this point. They put that uniform, they run out there, they do their very best and the whole nine yards. And then there's somebody that's probably literally never done anything in their entire lives athletically, like outside of probably some video games and maybe getting cut from your 9 or 10 year old T-ball team. They've never done anything. And then they think that because I have a right to an opinion that I need to share it. And I have Twitter to protect me because nobody can really actually find me through this app. And I've always found that pretty disgusting, not just at South Carolina, but all across the world. And it's made it easy for people to be cowards. And so I agree with you. The kids, you know, they're kind of immune to it now, but they do see it. And you know, if you can be better than that, be better than that.
It's embarrassing to Gamecock fans that you call yourself a Gamecock if you do that. I don't think we need you. I mean, nobody needs you. Nobody needs you at all if you're going to do stuff like that. And unfortunately, there's probably only like 20 or 30 of them, but you're talking about 20 or 30 on Twitter and then only like 100 are active tweeters. And so, you know, you have thousands of Gamecock fans that browse it and don't tweet, you know, just like the message boards. 80% of the paying members of thebigspur.com never post. So I just don't, I can't get behind it. It makes me sick to my stomach. And then you try to throw the reverse man card thing at me about it. I'm far from soft. I think it's soft what you're doing. That's soft. That's going, you're like the beta male in Texas Chainsaw Massacre that like told Leatherface he was going to cancel him and held up his cell phone to tweet something, and Leatherface cut him in half.
Yeah.
That's who you are in this situation. And so that's, it just makes me sick. And I don't know you personally, John Edward, and I've never really had a problem with you. I have a problem with what you're saying. Not you personally. I have a problem with what you're saying. And if that's who you are as a person, you know, then maybe you need to kind of, you know, do some reflection and see if it's really worth that, you know. So that's it. All that stuff, I'm done with it. Let's be happy.
Yeah. Well, and I'll add this too. John Edward, you can downplay that he hit a home run against the Citadel, but had he not hit a home run against the Citadel,
I mean, it was only the winning run. It's only the game.
And then what would you be saying as a fan? Not only that, he also hit a home run on the road against Florida last week. Again, he's almost the sole reason that they won two games last week of the three that they won. And you go try to hit against the Citadel. If you think they're that bad, grab a bat, step up to the plate, see what happens. Because you can't hit them. You probably couldn't hit somebody in a T-ball game right now with the ball on the tee. So that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. If you don't like the players that you watch, if you think they suck, don't watch them.
And I hope you enjoy the new Taylor Swift double album that was released last night.
I mean, I don't.
I'm just kidding. That was a low blow.
Like it's not personal. It's just, you know, when I see, just to kind of support what you're saying there, you know, and we're not going to let this show go in this direction, but I'm just saying I need to see more improvement from. Well, who are you? What do you mean you need to see? Are you the coach? Are you Mark Kingston? Are you? Tell us. If you're Mark Kingston, let us know right now so we know who we're talking to here. Well, because if not, then you don't need to see anything. The guy who needs to see it is the dude who writes the lineup. He's continued to put him in the lineup, and it paid off this past week.
And look, it's one thing to say that, like, okay, well, I don't know that he's arrived yet because of one good game. That's a sports conversation everybody has. Yeah. It's quite another thing to say, oh, it's so soft that we can't bash him on Twitter because – You're not prepared to admit that he had a good series and a good game. That's psychopathic. That's sociopathic. That's mentally ill. There's a difference. You're not saying what you're saying now. You weren't saying that earlier. You were like, it's murderer. So whatever, man.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say this past weekend and that midweek wasn't him, you know, climbing on the trajectory of what I'm sure he also feels. That's the other side of this. You think Will Tippett doesn't want to do better? You know, why is he out there trying?
Happy
he doesn't want to do better. You know, I mean, that's the thing that kills me. It was
To the coaching staff's credit, you know, making him a non-switch hitter seems to have the coaching staff too but look, the coaching staff makes money. They're pros. They're up to whatever you want to say. Criticize them all you want as long as you don't attack them personally and say something stupid. But to their credit, everybody gripes about them. I mean, moving Messina to the one worked. That's not something none of us here, even our baseball guys, would have thought about. And, you know, I think the Tippett switch hitter thing was something Whittle and Jamie both had mentioned, but, you know, I give them credit. You know, they're trying. Everybody's trying. They're 26-11, folks. They have a good next couple of weekends. They're in the hunt to win the SEC. So I fail to see the angst and consternation so far, other than nobody likes to watch a lot of strikeouts, yours truly included. But that's baseball these days, you know. So,
well, here's my challenge to all of you that will be watching Gamecock baseball, especially if you're going to go out there in person. Join the Will Tippett fan club. Stand up and give the kid an ovation when he walks to the plate. You know, change the narrative. You know, get up there and cheer for this kid, because they have to have Will Tippett to win games. He's the shortstop. Yeah. And if you've got like they do, pretty good guys up there at the top of the lineup, you absolutely have got to have somebody at the bottom of the lineup that can get you right back to it. This team cannot win without Will Tippett. They can't do it.
And who's it? Lee Ellis? Is Lee Ellis his backup? Is that who the backup is? Yeah. Lee, he's not quite ready. And he's going to be a good player here, I think. But he's just not quite ready. So if you lose Tippett, you're going to rock and roll. So, so let's flip it. Yeah, so people will talk about – We got a lot to talk about. You know, we'll probably – I'll tell Whittle to pass on to him that we spent a lot of time talking about him today. He probably likes to – I think that's the most we've discussed Will Tippett on this show. So, it's going to be a good weekend. It should be a weekend everybody's kind of looking forward to, with Arkansas in town. It'll be a big weekend next weekend with Kentucky. I mean, it seems like every week the Gamecocks play a top three team, but – that's how you build the resume to host and host a super regional and all that. And we'll see if the coaching staff can hit the trifecta, because you got the Messina move, you got the Tippett move, and now Roman Kimball is the Friday night starter. So let's see if the Midas touch continues tonight in what will be, in my opinion, and it's unfortunate because I like offensive baseball like everybody else, I think I'm about to go to a pitcher's duel. One of those, like the North Carolina game the other week, which can be fun and intense, but I have a feeling it'll be like that.
Yeah, to your point, then we'll step aside and hit a timeout, and we'll shift gears to Gamecock football this weekend with the spring game in town. I've got a feeling Roman Kimball is going to look pretty good on the mound tonight. I like kind of setting up the rotation. Your Friday night guy is your Friday night guy. But they've had a Friday night guy this year, and then they've kind of had a revolving door behind that for a multitude of reasons, which we don't need to go through all of that at this point in time. But all of these guys are good. Matthew Becker and Ty Good and Dylan Eskew and Roman Kimball and so on and so forth. They all can start on the weekends, and of course they have. And going into this weekend to win this series for a multitude of reasons, again, the potential of a doubleheader tomorrow certainly came into play when they had this conversation, but moving Eli to Saturday and giving Roman the ball tonight, they're not going to give the ball to somebody they don't have confidence in. That's not what's going to happen here. It seems to me like he's ready. And so they're going to give him the ball on Friday night. They thought when he transferred in from Notre Dame, he'd be getting the ball on Friday night. So lo and behold, he's going to have it tonight against the second-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks. So we'll touch on this again a little bit later on, but I would expound with you, JC. I'm glad you said it. It's an old school term in the game of baseball, pitcher's duel, and we might have one tonight with Hagen Smith and Roman Kimball from Founders Park. All right, when we return, we've got Carolina football, the spring game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. John Strickland will join us at 1 o'clock today to look deeper into this as well. A lot of stuff to kind of hit on from a lot of different angles. At Williams-Brice Stadium. We're powered by Electric Bikes of Charleston. I ended up being able to get out and cut some grass yesterday, and I was reminded that I need to get back into grass cutting shape with summer right around the corner here in the great state of South Carolina. It was warm, and if you want to get outside and cruise around, and you can do it by going to Electric Bikes of Charleston. They're located in the Lowcountry, but they sell to everybody. There's people that come from everywhere, and there's a reason for that. Their service is the best. They're warranties or guarantees, the whole nine yards. And most importantly, one of the loveliest people on the planet, Michelle Wilkins, and her family own it. And they are huge, huge, huge Gamecock fans. And we cannot thank them enough. Also, big contributors to NIL. So if you're going to do business, if you need an electric bike, maybe you live somewhere else, please give these guys a crack first. Give your Gamecocks a chance. They deserve it. That's why they're the best. ElectricBikesCharleston.com. Spring game up next here on ITG.
Chicken cock originated in Kentucky, like so many other bourbons. And so the resurrection of it, you know, Paris, Kentucky, that's the county seat of Bourbon County. So much of this whiskey was being made in that Bourbon County, put on ships and barges and shipped down Ohio, down the Mississippi, and got to New Orleans, where it got distributed all over the world. And people kept saying, well, hey, I want some more of that whiskey from Bourbon County. And so that's how bourbon whiskey got its name. And chicken cock originated actually in Paris, Kentucky, in which is today Bourbon County.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Palm Casual Patio Furniture. Because we are the factory, Palm Casual has the ability to offer the highest quality outdoor furniture paired with world-class service. Since 1979, our factory showrooms have done our best to make the buying process as easy as possible for our customers. Our understanding of the many factors that go into your decision has helped us create our 30-day trial period that increases the level of comfort our customers feel during the shopping experience. Visit us in Somerville, Mount Pleasant, Myrtle Beach, and Bluffton, and online at palmcasual.com for our products and out-of-state locations. Gamecock owned and operated.
Building your dream home is often just that, a dream, and sometimes a nightmare. But at the Barn Door Company, they commit to quality and build without sacrifice. Customization, open floor plans, limitless flooring options, maintenance-free and easy insulation perks, and affordability are just a few reasons why they've been named one of the best builders in the U.S. Believe in your dreams. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com. The Barn Door Company. Gamecock owned. Gamecock operated. The preferred sign partner of Gamecock Athletics is Signorama Columbia, and they should be yours too. A full-service sign company that handles design, production, install, and service, Signorama Columbia has helped to bring to life the perfect vision for so many all across South Carolina. Owned and operated by proud Gamecock alumni, they can handle all types of signage, including interior and exterior, vehicle graphics, and more. Go to Signorama.com and find the West Columbia location, or call them at 803-407-9284. Bring your brand to life with Signorama Rama Columbia, and go Gamecocks.
Hey Gamecock fans, this is Roman Kimball with South Carolina Baseball. My friends over at Electric Bikes of Charleston have the largest selection of e-bikes in South Carolina. You can cruise up to high speeds of 28 miles per hour, which is about 70 miles an hour slower than my fastball. Stay in shape and enjoy your life with an electric bike from Electric Bikes of Charleston, where buyers come from all across South Carolina. Visit electricbikescharleston.com. See you at the ballpark, and go Gamecocks.
Gamecock weekend. Welcome back inside the Gamecocks, the show. Palm Casual will keep you comfortable on the back porch while you're watching your Gamecocks play. PalmCasual.com, located in Bluffton, located in the Dirty Myrtle, and in Somerville. and in Mount Pleasant. Palm Casual, owned by, well, I don't want to say his name, but we'll just call him Wheezy. Wheezy. Big-time Gamecock fan, bigger than all of you. Doesn't go.
Wife's name George? Is he moving on up?
No.
Is that a neighbor named Willis?
No.
Bentley?
I-Y-K-Y-K. If you know, you know.
He's great people.
Playing on my team on Monday, playing with Pat and I, and hopefully Michael. But Michael and I are in a fight right now, so I don't know if I'm going to even let him play on Monday. I'm going to kill him before I let him play golf, but that's okay. That's for another day. PalmCasual.com. It's the best of the best. The 30-day guarantee is something you can't get anywhere else. They hand you a check. Bam. Oh, man, I'm sorry it didn't work out. You want to pick out something else? No, we'll come back and look down the road. We understand. Here's your check. We hope that doesn't happen. Rarely does. But the guarantee is there. PalmCasual.com. All right, JC. So, all right. So he just, before we get there, speaking of Carolina football, can I say this? You just told us this during the break. Can I say what you said or no?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think it's the text, or whatever. It depends on which one of those private texts that you profanity, man.
Yeah, no. Some of them we know are not for air.
You gotta put it out.
Okay, because I think this is neat because we love Meredith. The Heritage is playing today, she's not there because she has to work. But Meredith Taylor, McKellar Enterprises, as y'all well know, is the host of our guest lines here that John Strickland will be on just a little while. And we just had Coach Lake on. Her business, where you can, like her, the McKellar Online Academy, you can go online and literally learn to play golf through her website, sign up with lessons. You can do virtual lessons with Meredith if you're a golfer. So Taylor Edwards, the director of personnel for Gamecock football, is now a client of Meredith's. And as many people are, that's why it's hard to get a hold of her these days. But so if you have, like, clearly Taylor, and we know Taylor, so he probably walked out, he watched Shane whacking around, and man, this Beamer guy can play a little golf. I need to get better. So he's got to get with Meredith, and now he'll probably try to go out there and challenge Shane I'm trying to think of who the better golfers on that staff are. I don't know. I would venture guess that Beamer would beat all of them. But so if you need golf lessons, or if you need help with your golf game, Meredith Taylor, man, if y'all have seen her on our show, there's nobody on the planet that is sweeter than her, but also nobody that probably knows this game better, at least it's in our lives.
It's not like the Spurs staff, man. They all had to play with him, so they all had to be good. Like Junior, imagine being Steve Spurrier Junior on the golf course. Oh man! He was good. GA Mangus was really good at golf. When Beamer was here, he was good. Even most of those guys, he dragged them all out there. Come on, guys, let's go. We got a tee time, fellas.
If for some reason Flint ends up not being able to play on Monday, I might text GA and have him come play with us.
Oh, God, yeah. You should tell him to come on anyway, man. That guy, anytime you see GA is a good thing. I could boot
Flint and just put GA in there.
Michael's in the doghouse right now. So, but, yeah, it's – it's good. But I also want to, on the Big Spur Golf Tournament, still room left if you guys want to sign up and play. Go to the Big Spur. We're going to be out there. I'm not playing. I'm going to be broadcasting and watching everyone play and probably having a cold one or two, eating some barbecue. But it'll be a big time. It's for charity. So be sure to go check that out. Also want to thank one of our sponsors here, Resto Pro of the Midlands, jumped in with an event sponsorship. That significantly contributes to the bottom line for the charity and the money we're trying to raise and all that good stuff. It's going to be out at Fort Jackson Shotgun Start at 9 a.m. And it includes a barbecue meal for $100. And we're going to have some raffles and I think silent auction. There's some really good stuff. The G.G. Jackson rookie card for the silent auction. That's something Because I donated that one, right? I had questions as to whether or not it would be valuable. I think it's pretty valuable and signed. It's got his autograph on it now too. So that is a skyrocketing item that you can come invest in out at the event. And we have some other stuff too, signed memorabilia, stuff like that. So if you got time, please come on out. We'd love to meet you guys in person. This is Vicksburg Golf Tournament on Monday, and we're going to have a blast. And thankfully, the rain is going to be Sunday, most likely, and not on Monday.
Yeah, I had it, and I don't know where it went, but I don't know where it went. I had a list of all the silent auction stuff. There's some good stuff in there, but I don't know what I did with it. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Pertaining to the game this weekend, JC, and we'll talk a lot about the game with John coming up here in just a little bit, but it is a huge weekend as far as prospects getting on campus. Give us the latest there.
Yeah, we just Hale just released a list. It's a pretty loaded group as far as a lot of different positions go. Receiver Brian Rowe, of course, who's committed to the Gamecocks from Concord, North Carolina, just got a Georgia offer this past week, so it'd be good to get him back on. Jaden Sellers is committed, of course. Jordan Young from Monroe, North Carolina, and then Malik Clark from Rock Hill, who kind of keeps visiting. There's a crystal ball out there for him for North Carolina. I don't know, man. I think the Gamecocks maybe he was trending in that direction. So we'll see. Mike Tyler, the tight end from here in Columbia, from Hammond, I would put him on commit watch. The other one, Hayden Bradley from Buford, Georgia, is another guy. Sean Elliott's targeted. This group of offensive linemen is impressive. Juan Gaston from Lilburn. I think he's a mid-4-star guy. He's got offers from everybody in the country. Shedrick Surratt from Gaffney. I think he's a little bit underrated. High 3-star guy, lean to the Gamecocks. Tennessee's kind of lurking around him, Virginia Tech. Kid all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, Isaac Soles Jr., offensive lineman, will be in. He's interesting. Gamecocks don't normally recruit Louisville. Lonnie Teasley's gotten him. He's an interior guy from Male High School. They got a great tradition up there for high school football. So he'll be on campus. Gamecocks don't always do well with Kentucky kids. They've been second on a few. A lot of those guys end up staying home, but we'll see how it goes there. And then an offensive lineman from Savannah, Georgia, who Auburn is predicted to get as of now, Jacoby Ward. He's a big road. He's from Benedictine, which we all know pretty well. But Auburn's got a crystal ball in for him, but he is 6'4", 335. That's what we call a road grader, folks, a road grader. Defensive side, Anthony Addison, who's committed to the Gamecocks, committed last week, a 4-star edge who's really, really good from Thompson High School in Alabaster, Alabama. It's a big-time program over there. Jared Smith, 6'6 and a half, 235, the number 3 edge prospect in the country per 24/7 Sports Composite.
Wow.
It's hard to get kids out of Alabama, folks. But he named a top 5 the other day, all out-of-state schools. Georgia, Carolina, Tennessee, Southern Cam.
Is he originally from Alabama? Or
I have not done that much research on it. So I don't know, but I know, like, one of my friends, actually, his kids go to Thompson High School. That's a big suburb of Birmingham. And sometimes those kids from that school don't go to Bama or Auburn. But it's interesting that he's coming in for the spring game. And I think that, you know, when you do look at the coaching staff right now, because there's new guys and there's the way they recruit's a lot different than it used to be, where you could, you know, one, like your running backs coach would go out and sign 11 guys at different positions. It doesn't happen that way anymore. I think one thing we can say is Sterling Lucas is good at winning recruiting battles against the odds. I mean, he got Dylan Stewart and he was right there with Nick Harbor as well, along with some other guys like Desmond Umiazulu. So that's a good sign there. If you're kind of looking for a player at a position of need, not as big as it was last year, but still, I mean, you know, 6'7", 240, dude. I mean, come on. Bryce Davis, the defensive lineman from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's crystal ball to Georgia right now. 6'3", 245. I guess projected on the interior at 245 right now. Probably what they're looking at is he's in Georgia's system, which is a multiple front. And Carolina's is too now. Probably a big end, kind of like what they're doing with Elijah Davis and what Georgia does with Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, if you want a point of reference there. Hey, shoot your shot. Who knows? I know he's got a lot of different offers. Caleb Williams is a player from Virginia, Chesterfield, Matatoka High School. When Shane was at Virginia Tech, he did very well in Chesterfield. It's near Richmond. A lot of Hokies came from there when he was there. He's a four-star guy for 24/7 Sports. 6'6", 250. Projected interior, could be a big end. Hale actually thinks this guy, if he told me like he comes back for the spring game. I don't know if Hale said commit watch, but it sounded like he was thinking about putting in a crystal ball for the Gamecocks. So, and I think this, man, I'll just share something with you guys because sometimes I get discouraged too. you know, I can't really get discouraged on the air sometimes, but during the period where Carolina just had one commit, I start seeing all these Virginia kids commit to like Penn State and LSU or wherever, you know, wherever the kids from Virginia went. And I started thinking, man, you know, the Gamecocks, they should slowly but surely start getting, you know, Ari Wofford went to Clemson. They should slowly but surely start getting in to Virginia. It's not that far away and all this other stuff. And then sure enough, all these Virginia kids pop up. So maybe I should get discouraged. That Virginia is a gold mine because Virginia and Virginia Tech are not, they're not up right now. So Caleb Williams is that Kevin Wynn for all of those that love, worry about the defensive tackle position, four-star D tackle from Greene County in Greensboro, Georgia, 6'2", 320, fire plug. It's the Gamecocks, Florida State, and then Georgia's got him in for an official visit. He would be a zero technique for Georgia, but we all know Georgia signed 155,000 defensive tackles last year. Five-star Zayden Walker from Schley County, Jalewis Solomon's brother. Jalewis put on Twitter today, too, that he would be there. Man, just keep plugging away. It ain't going to be easy, but you're right there in the game.
Hale, you weren't with us on Tuesday. Hale said he likes where Carolina is in this Zayden Walker deal.
I do, too, right now. And, boy, you think about this in a 4-3 alignment down the road or three linebacker alignment, Zayden Walker, Wendell Gregory, and Freddie J.R. Johnson. That's a – That'd be on paper potential, on paper and potentially OPP. I'm gonna start calling that OPP on paper potentially. You down with OPP? But no, on paper potentially, that'd be the best linebacker core they've had in some time. I mean,
can I ask you a question real quick on the linebacker recruiting? How much? And I know from what I understand, Walker's lead recruiter is Clayton White. They're signing linebackers both in the portal and out of high school. And I was just curious, Clayton White takes some heat, of course, as a defensive coordinator. But as a recruiter, if he's either leading the charge or involved in the recruitment of the reformation of this linebacker room, isn't it maybe time to give him a little bit of a pat on the back? Because this room's come a long way in 2 years.
Sure. There's no question about it. And, you know, I don't know that he necessarily took any – I don't see where, you know, the guys that get in trouble are guys that take chances on players, and then, you know, they'll sign five defensive backs and four of them will just bolt, you know, because they're not that good. And then some of them end up not playing football ever again. You know, Clayton didn't land the big timers, but he didn't necessarily take anybody that was a head scratcher. Pup Howard and Stone Blunt were not head scratchers. Bam Martin Scott was a – Bam Martin Scott, the thing with him was a lot of big-time schools like Auburn and some others wanted him to go to JUCO an extra year so they had room for him, and he came to Carolina early. You know, Debo Williams has certainly turned out to be a pretty good player. I mean, he inherited everybody else. So I don't know that and there's been guys he's lost, don't get me wrong, especially up in North Carolina. And I think the territory part of it is probably where people are like, you know, he's recruiting North Carolina and they're not getting guys out of there. Well, nobody is in South Carolina right now. But yeah, man, you pile Zayden Walker on to the two guys they got now, and then what they did in the portal, getting players and, you know, getting Bam Martin Scott better and getting Debo better. You know, that's why I always kind of said the whole, well, you got to hire a linebackers coach kind of thing was, you know, as time went on and I kind of looked at the reality of the situation, I don't think that was necessary. You know, I think it's been pretty solid. It's just, it's been a function of personnel and injuries and things like that. I mean, 2 years ago in 2022, if Mo Cabba doesn't go down injured, I don't think anybody's complaining about linebackers at all. But you had to throw Sherrod Green out there, who was not ready to get back to be 100, to be who he was. Fred just wasn't the same. And yeah, you're gonna struggle a little bit. So that's the deal there. DeMarcus Leach, who is the first long, lengthy safety in the boat for the Gamecocks this year as they look to replace people like Nick Emenwore down the road. He's going to be there. I love this kid, Shamari Earls, from Chester, Virginia. Chesterfield is Caleb Williams. Chester, Virginia is Shamari Earls. I put in a crystal ball for him this week, cornerback. And, man, that's a great – isn't that a great cornerback name, Shamari Earls?
Shamari Earls.
That's a great corner name, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so five predictions in, 100% South Carolina. He is the number 118 overall prospect in America. Mid 94.55 on the composite. That's almost a 95. Number 15 corner in the country. Number 4 overall prospect in the state of Virginia. 6'2", 180. Man. Top 3 is Duke, South Carolina, and Virginia. How about that?
Interesting.
Probably, yeah. I'd venture to say the Doty and maybe the Honors College here. Maybe the Honors College, don't quote me on that, has a little bit to do with it. But, yeah, he's something else. Jonte Gilbert, who we've been talking about for a long, long time, Ohio State commit and then decommitted and looked like he was going to commit to Carolina. Then crystal balls pop up for Clemson. Tigers are still in it. Although he doesn't have an official visit scheduled for them. South Carolina, Tennessee, UCF. UCF is May 31st. The Vols are the 14th. The Gamecocks are the 7th. So he's going to be back on campus. I like the Gamecocks to make another charge here. I think the Clemson thing's maybe come and gone. A kid that I have kind of on commitment watch in the back of my pocket is A.J. Brand, the athlete from Irmo High School. They like him as a safety. Kind of like another guy like a D.Q. Smith. So the Gamecocks are right there with him. They offered him very early. Kendall Daniels is on commit watch. He's from Norfolk, Virginia. Long, lean, safety type. And then another DB that's in for 2020. These are all 2025. I'm not going to go over the 2020. Another corner is Jaden Shipps from Archbishop Spaulding in Severn, Maryland. I guess they like it. They have him coming in as well. Three-star guy, Maryland, NC State, Boston College. A lot of ACC offers for him. Does not have an official setup for South Carolina. Has 3 ACC visits set up. That said, because he's a corner, I would still keep an eye on this guy. Just don't toss him yet. Tennessee's offered. That's an SEC offer right there. But keep an eye and see if things – maybe progress a little bit because he could be one of those late riser types that a lot of schools end up being after.
35 as of now is the number. 35 prospects will be in town, including or from both the 25 and 26 classes. The number that I it doesn't always equate to talent necessarily, but I think in this case, the large majority of it does. 13 of those 35 from the Palmetto State. And that's been something that's been very important around here for a long time. JC, as you've well noted over the years, being able to recruit your own backyard. A lot of these are blue collar kids, much like they've got on the field right now. But JC, as you, if you don't recruit the blue collar kids and take care of your state, it is much more difficult down the road, correct me where I'm wrong, to be able to sign the big names, the big guys. And you're not going to sign them all every year, but it's harder to sign those guys if you're not signing the other dudes in South Carolina.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and you look at this 2026 class, folks. You have Desmond Green, Big Dez, 6'4", 325 from Timberland.
St. Stephen.
Yep, first Timberland kid since Quentin Washington.
And yeah, Alger, probably Alger to St. Stephen.
I think, yeah. Art, my boy Art that played at Carolina, he's not the coach there anymore. Anthony Baxter from South Point's another big offensive lineman for that class. Jamel House is a tight end from Newberry High School, 6'4", 207. Keep in mind, this is 2026. So yeah. You're like, oh, why are you taking a 207-pound tight end? Because he's going to be 240 in 2 years.
Yeah. He's like 15.
He's a growing boy.
Yeah, we're talking about AJ Brand. Well,
he probably added 10 pounds on in this during this show.
Right. Yeah. How about these two receivers from right here in Columbia? Donovan Murph, 16. Is this 2026? I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am. Already offers from Prime. I'm just going to call them Prime from now on, since that's what they want to talk about all the time, not Colorado. Alabama, Georgia Tech, NC State, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Penn State, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia Tech from Irmo. From right here in the metro. And then at Ridgeview in the Northeast, just go across clockwise, you got Jordan Gidron, Georgia, Illinois, Alabama, Auburn. I mean, this 2026, 6'2", 185, Duke, Florida State, NC State, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee. No offer from the Tigers, the other Tigers. So, but everybody else has offered this guy. So, and look, I'll be honest, this early, you do have a lot of verbal offers. And, you know, once kids start visiting, you kind of get a better picture of like who exactly has offers on the table. But certainly to get that many offers early, I mean, it's shaping up. I mean, oh, I forgot Jazavian Currents, who has been on the
– yeah.
He's actually ranked. He's been on the radar for a while. 6'3", 194-pound corner from South Point. He's going to be on campus too. Right now, the number one player in the state. We'll see what happens. Florida State, Arkansas, Florida, South Carolina, you name it, they've offered. So this 2026 class, fellas and ladies, is shaping up to be a just right now, just because there's so many knowns at the moment. So you know there's some unknowns. It's shaping up to be pretty salty within our state. In fact, I've kind of been – you know, waiting for a class like this for a while. The last one that would look like this early, it was unfortunate because you had the kid, I think the kid from Hartsville that went to Clemson and the kid from T.O. Hanna, Stephon Wynn, that went to Bama, both went to IMG. Mm-hmm. And Xavier Thomas went to IMG. So you know, people kind of got out of Dodge, and so the class ended up not looking that great. But if everybody can avoid the IMG thing and do that, I mean, I think this could be a renaissance of a class as far as, you know, high school recruiting in the state of South Carolina. And that's always going to be good for the Gamecocks.
Yeah. One name you didn't mention, my favorite name on the board for the Gamecocks in the 2026 class from the home of one Henry Hank Aaron, Mobile, Alabama, linebacker Shadarius Tootle. Shadarius Tootle.
Tootle.
T-O-O-D-L-E. So he'll be in town this weekend. He's a 6'3", 210-pound linebacker in the 26 class that's been recruited by essentially everybody in the SEC, A&M.
Yeah. Shadarius Tootle. Cottonfield Christian.
We got to get to an early break here to make sure that we get caught up. So we got a minute left here, JC, but I don't think had a chance to talk to you about this earlier in the week. Of the spring game, clearly Big Gamecock Weekend, you know, they work on this collectively inside of the athletics department to try to combine it with something. Arkansas Commons is a great weekend to do that for Gamecock baseball. It will probably help attendance everywhere. I understand that. Also, though, from a football standpoint, trying to get in, and we'll talk to Shane after the spring, so maybe we'll get into his brain on this a little bit. But have you learned anything about that, the timing of this? There's not a lot of spring games being played this weekend. It's the last one. Also, this past Monday, the transfer portal officially opened, which means transfers can be in town, and you've got a lot more access. The timing is a little bit interesting when it comes to being able to entertain prospects from the portal, and then also having guys that you're not competing with other spring contests around the league.
Yeah, I think it was interesting, the timing, and I don't know why exactly they did that. It may have been because there's some new coaches that came in and he wanted to push it back. Usually he kind of followed the Muschamp schedule where he would do a couple of springs and then go spring break and then come back, but it was all after spring break. I think in this year when you're trying to kind of rebuild some momentum, there's something that it's good that you're the only trip on the books this weekend, because then you can get some of these guys, especially for 2026, because you know, this is where they start forming their opinions. So you go out, it's a night, it's one of the few night spring games that are out there. It's the lights and all that at Williams-Brice certainly are very attractive to kids. And with a night game too, you get all day to kind of hang with the coaches. You know what I'm saying? And so there's more time to build a relationship. So I think strategically in recruiting, it worked out well. Did I crawl inside of Shane Beamer and George Wynn and those that make these decisions? Did I crawl inside their head and know that's exactly why they did it? No. But certainly it is a welcome development for this point when you talk about Gamecocks as a football program and their recruiting momentum moving forward.
We will hit a timeout. We have also learned over the last 18 hours that Arizona State transfer quarterback Jaden Rashada, who was apparently scammed out of $12 million in the swamp, wow, is back in the portal, and he's going to visit Georgia. While we get John Strickland in here for the final hour, would somebody mind giving Kirby Smart a call and let him know you can only play one quarterback? You know, it's very rare that there are two on the field at the same time, but they're attempting to sign many quarterbacks as they have offensive linemen in Athens. So keep an eye on that. Pretty crazy. Speaking of offensive linemen, we've got ours right here on ITG.
Charleston Fitness Equipment is keeping South Carolina in shape. Clients have come from all over the Palmetto State to find that one piece of equipment that they enjoy that keeps them looking and feeling good. Whether it's a home rower, treadmill, elliptical, free weights, a home gym, or something else, Charleston Fitness Equipment keeps the mirror smiling back at you. Get in shape like the Gamecocks do. Visit charlestonfitnessequipment.com. Gamecock owned and operated and proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
The preferred sign partner of Gamecock Athletics is Signorama Columbia, and they should be yours too. A full-service sign company that handles design, production, install, and service, Signorama Columbia has helped to bring to life the perfect vision for so many all across South Carolina. Owned and operated by proud Gamecock alumni, they can handle all types of signage, including interior and exterior, vehicle graphics, and more. Go to Signorama.com and find the West Columbia location, or call them at 803-407-9284. Bring your brand to life with Signorama Columbia, and go Gamecocks.
Coach O here, and when I'm not eating average jambalaya or celebrating endless summer in Destin, I like to eat pimento cheese straight out the bucket. And the only pimento cheese I like to eat is from Nana's Porch. It's award-winning, it'll melt in your mouth, it's good on a cracker, it's good in a bowl, it's good on a piece of bread. Also, don't forget, Nana's Porch has a hell of a food truck. It's award-winning as well, and they're here for all of your catering needs. So get online, nanasports.com. It's good. Coach O signing off. Endless summer, go Tiger.
For chicken cock, we get a medium to medium plus toast. The char level, we use a number 3 level char. If you char too deep, you start burning away some of those flavor components that you just created. If you just char a barrel and you don't toast it,
You're going to create some of those flavors just on a thin layer just inside the char, but not the actual depth and full extent of flavors that you're going to get if you toast it properly. All those elements, that's exactly what they do. They boil down to great flavor.
If you're in the real estate market in the Lowcountry or even in the Midlands, please contact me, JB, with Coast to Coast Realty SC. Go Gamecocks.
This break is presented by Billy G's Carolina Barbecue, the state newspaper's 2023 winner for Best Catering, Best Barbecue, and Best Food Truck. Visit BillyG'sCarolinaBarbecue.com for all of your catering needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Disaster comes uninformed. During and after natural disasters or accidents, there can be a heavy loss to property. Having your home or office destroyed or damaged by water, fire, smoke, or mold affects your personal and business lifestyle. Resto Pros of the Midlands is here to help. Open 24/7. Call them when you need them. 803-493-0170. Resto Pros of the Midlands. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com. Quality that is guaranteed.
Down here in the South, we don't always see eye to eye. While our taste in college football teams, or what sauce, if any, goes best on a rack of ribs, or what to mix with our Dixie vodka might be up for debate, we can all agree there's nothing better than a Southern tailgate. And like our favorite college teams, our ingredients come from small towns and big cities. They're grown in Southern soil, are crafted by Southern hands, and proudly represent the South in our backyard and beyond. So raise a glass of Dixie Southern Vodka to celebrate being made in America and raised in the South.
Welcome home. That's what the Gamecocks say, and so does the Barn Dough Company, where they can build your dream home starting as low as $160 per square foot. If you live in the Carolinas, Georgia, or Tennessee, their turnkey process takes just 4 to 6 months on average and can be custom designed by size and details. Make your dream a reality. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com. The Barn Dough Company, Gamecock, owned and operated.
When you're a developmental program, which all Group of Five schools are, and you lose a great player, that's going to hit you much harder with that next guy plugging in because he's not there yet. He may be there. He's just not there right now.
I just recently reported about, the heart issue that, ultimately let a Big Ten stop. And he originally decided not to play football. And we had reported out that story, kind of unearthing that it was because of heart issue, potentially with
is that myocarditis?
Myocarditis.
I still had 10 scholarship offers because Chase would go play baseball and I would get a lion's share of the reps in the spring and they're like, who's this number 17? He's pretty good.
Listen to these interviews and more on the JC and Morgan podcast by downloading the Chief Sports app. Part of the Chief Sports Network.